Rachel.
And I'm Jacob.
We're two of the 50 million scouts around the world.
We hike, camp, sail, canoe, and climb. It's awesome.
Outdoors is our playground and where we learn.
From the age of five, we learn to care for ourselves and for others.
And together, we develop new skills while we have fun.
Scouts is less screen time and more reality.
It's about making friends for life.
Scouts prepares you for life's adventures.
Check out your local scout group at joinscouts.com.au.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5. It's 11 minutes after 8. And that was Australians Crawl and Unpublished Critics.
Does he actually say that in the song? Unpublished Critics?
I couldn't.
How would you know?
Oh, you could understand some of what he said in that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's more than normal. Yeah. But gee, I'll tell you what, they do some fantastic stuff.
Well, they did.
Yeah, did, I should say, yeah.
Did. Ocean Alley before that. They're a nice sort of 2 a.m. sort of band.
Yeah, very good, I thought.
Confidence was the name of that track.
Okay.
Their album's called, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Chiaroscuro, something like that.
So that'll do.
From 2016. And Rocket from the Crypt from 2017, Short Lip Fuser.
Ooh.
That was good too. That rocked along, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, indeed, indeed, indeed.
They have definitely improved Rocket from the Crypt.
Yeah. Gary said to say thank you for the song.
That's all right, Gary. Anytime, our dear new listener.
I'm a fuel-injected suicide machine.
Tame tonight, aren't they? Oh, settle. As soon as they hear that music, they go mental.
That'll learn you.
Time for this week's movie review. Take it away, Lord Pig.
This week's movie is a colour movie, not a black and white, by the way. I didn't write that in the review, but now I've said it.
If you want to look at his review,
yeah.
Or the movie that he's reviewing.
Thank you, John, thank you.
Our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Board Facebook page, and they're all up there, all the movies Lord Pig has reviewed.
Yeah,
they're all there.
I don't know how many there would. There'd have to be over 100, wouldn't there?
Easily.
Do you think?
Easily.
Yeah. This week's movie is the 1968 Island of Terror. The movie stars Peter Cushing and Edward Judd. In 1968, the movie cost £70,000, British pounds, to produce. That was its budget, and that's what they spent. The movie is set on a remote island off the coast of Ireland. The remote island has no regular transport, no power, does have a generator, and not much of anything else either.
Sounds like South Australia.
Well, I think it's based on South Australia.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they got toilet paper.
In South Australia or Ireland?
Ireland.
I don't think so. Oh. I hope not. Except...
I hope not.
Except for a scientist who tries using radiation to cure cancer. Next thing you know, there are octopus things all over the island that suck the bones right out of a human.
Suck the bones out?
Yeah, they somehow gobble up the, what is it, calcium hydroxide or something?
Oh.
That's the, whatever human bone's made of, that's what they gobble.
Do they start? At the head or the toes or?
Well, you never see that part.
You just see.
You just see those jelly people.
Yours and my stomach.
they even manage, the octopus things even manage to get a cow. Peter Cushing has to do all the hard work, of course. My rating for this movie, well worth the time.
Yeah.
Some of the movies I reviewed, John, are craptacular, to put it bluntly. This was worth watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's it called?
Island of Terror from 1968. You can find it on YouTube, and there is a link on our Facebook page that takes you directly to the movie.
And your rating?
Supervisor?
£70,000.
Yeah.
Buys a lot of squid.
It sure does.
Well, even in today's money,
yeah.
But Peter Cushing did play a good part as usual.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would in today's money, seventy thousand pound? What's that like? What's a pound? Is it about 2.5 pounds per dollar, something like that?
Is that about two, isn't it? Double.
Yeah, something like that.
So you're talking, 140 grand. Wow. Okay.
So you reckon that was a pretty high budget for back then?
I don't know, John. I might have a bit of a squizzy tailor. Not all the movies I watch have a budget written on them.
Yeah.
But I might do a bit of search and destroy for 1968 and see what the average cost is.
A bit of research.
Is that what they call it?
Yes, very good.
I'm not used to that.
This is the third hour.
Time for some old technology.
A Dixie bird whispered heaven to her, bring it here, bring it here, bring it here. A little crow sang a happy hello, my favorite time of the year. A little frog sang a song on his log, blues are blue, blues are blue, blues are blue. And you and I fell in love in reply on hearing the Dixie bird news.
If you have to look around to find a reason for such a wonderful thing, you can blame it on the sentimental season. Falling in love is done in the spring.
The bobolink looked at us with a wing. Had a boy, had a girl, nothing wrong. When you're in love, you'll go swinging along,
singing a Dickie Bird song.
Enjoyed our 78 this week.
How did you say that was 1937 earlier?
No, 1948.
Oh, 48, okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's not bad, mate.
Freddie Martin and his orchestra.
It seemed mighty good, Nick, for something that old.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Is that one of your originals or a...
No, from a deceased estate.
Deceased estate, yeah, it seemed good, Nick, though.
The Dickie Bird Song.
You know what? You know we've got a holiday place in Van Diemen's Land.
Yes.
I've been searching and destroying, talking about old stuff. I have no idea how I'm going to get it down there, but I've been searching for one of those Singer sewing machines on the with the treadle table thing.
Why would you want that there?
Oh, I don't know. John.
Just bored, something to do.
Just because they're old and they're beautiful. The supervisor thinks I'm a lunatic, but anyway.
Folks, you remember that old hand signal, you know, the finger going around the ear? Like, maybe there's one already in Tasmania. You wouldn't want to be carted across the...
Well, that's why I haven't purchased it, yeah. Because to get it over there would cost an arm and a leg. Transport will be worth a lot more than the sewing machine.
Yeah, there might be someone in Tassie.
I'll find one eventually. I'll find one eventually. But I found one, I think there was one at Seven Hills, which isn't far from here, for $320.
Uh-huh.
Not, you know, I don't know whether it worked. It didn't have that written on it, but...
Seven Hills.
Yeah, Seven Hills for I think it was $320, I think.
You still got to get it down there.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't buy it.
You can put it in the ute and then go across on the boat.
Yeah, that is probably... Well, postage would cost a fortune, I imagine.
Postage?
So...
No. No way in the world. Oh, I'll just wrap this up in a padded bag.
Yeah.
Send it down.
How hard could that be?
the padded cell.
Yeah, so the ute and the boat are the only options.
You know what's sad when I clean... these records from deceased estates or, you know, people. Because when I clean them with my cleaning fluid, you can see people's fingerprints on the record, and you think that person's fingerprints on this record is now dead.
Gonski. Yeah.
It's amazing how when you put the spray the stuff on, the fingerprints come right up.
Wow.
Of course, they shouldn't be... shouldn't be handling them that way in the first place.
That way in the first place, no.
But, that's what I find a lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just makes you think, gee.
Well, you know when you...
touch this once and you're dead.
You know when CDs first come out, you'd go to a party and people would say, oh, can I have a look at your CDs? And the next thing you know, there's drinks on them and, and you think, you bloody idiots, what are you doing?
Oh, they're indestructible. Well, they're not.
Well, they're not.
Drinks all over them.
You know, I mean, fair crack of the whip.
Some records I put, not mine, some looks like someone's used them for a dinner plate.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
It's time for Weekly World News. I'm going to roll the two-sided dice and see who goes first, John. Are you ready?
Yeah, Digit brought her dice in last
week. Oh, did she? Was it nice?
Yeah, it was lovely colour.
Yeah, what colour was it?
It was sort of a cross between a mauve and a blue, pink sort of colour.
Okay, how interesting.
Guess who came up?
I suppose. All right, well, I'm going to roll the dice. Oh, yeah, it's you.
Is it?
Yeah. It's loaded.
Okay. Oakland in California.
Yeah.
Dozens of police were called to break up a wild chair-swinging brawl...
Oh, that sounds like fun.
...at a minister's funeral.
I was going to say, at a church.
At a minister's funeral. Bishop DeWin McLaughlin, Sr., was being eulogised when the affray broke out. Witnesses reported seeing six blokes in suits swinging chairs while others punched and kicked each other. No one knew for sure what sparked the fight, though someone said there had been a long-standing rift between the two congregations that attended the service. No one was arrested. How can you have two, one in the morning service and one in the evening
service?
Maybe,
yeah. Maybe.
That's strange. Or maybe they sat on either half of the church.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Oh, I know what it was.
What was it?
It was that bloke, what was his name? The Reverend. Yeah, we'll just call him the Rev.
Yeah.
Bishop
DeWin McLaughlin.
I'd say, if memory serves me rightly, he was the coach for Western Suburbs many, many years ago, and then he deflected and went over to Manly.
I think something up there is deflected myself.
Really? Wow. Yes. Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
That's nearby.
Yeah.
Man collects toilet paper till he runs out of money. That's clever.
Hmm.
A man in Sydney, Australia has been bitten by the toilet paper bug. Oh, imagine that.
Oh, that's quite a bite.
That'd hurt. Imagine if it got, you know where your elbow itches? Imagine if it got you on the elbow. And you'd be scratching all night. Oh, no thanks.
I get it on the side of my shoulder, just
yeah.
For some reason, it just starts itching. I don't know why.
Yeah. Oh, it's a toilet paper bug.
Oh.
Yeah, I've solved your issue.
Oh.
He is so worried that toilet paper supplies are going to run out that he's been collecting so much toilet paper that he's run out of money. He says he has a whole box trailer load of toilet paper. That's a lot of toilet paper. Unfortunately, he now has started eating some of the paper as he is almost out of normal food.
Oh.
I was going to buy some normal food once. But I didn't. But
no.
Yeah.
What do you class as normal?
Oh, you know, stuff that's edible. Stuff from the shops, that sort of thing.
You're going to paint yourself into a corner.
Yeah, that's why I'm careful.
So what do you eat?
Abnormal food.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Tehran in Iran.
Oh, they got a lot of rape over there.
Well, yes.
Yeah, so
a rapist there objected to being hanged like a common criminal.
Ah.
Claiming he was of royal descent.
Yeah.
So executioners built him a scaffold 6 feet higher than normal, painted it gold, then hanged him.
So it's 6 foot higher?
Yeah.
So they've obviously got a tape measure or something similar.
They're very, you know, thoughtful that they didn't believe that he was from royalty.
Yeah, that's very kind of them, really.
Mm, very nice.
Before stringing him up.
Yeah.
Truck crashes on very bendy road in Brazil. A semi-trailer has fallen off a cliff in Brazil, falling 400 foot, on a section of road that is rated at only 15 to 25 kilometres per hour. The road is also restricted to cars only. No large vehicles are allowed on the road at all. The road has claimed 47 lives a year for, that's an average, for about 15 years. A huge sign warns drivers and has flashing lights all over it. The driver, who happened to live, has told Brazilian police he did not see the sign because he was texting his girlfriend.
Oh, come on.
He's a smart rooster.
And he's 400 feet.
400 foot. Must have been a good semi.
Massive airbag.
Don't say that about him.
Well, what do you reckon?
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, it mightn't have been. It might have been like a, you know, a tumble rather than a straight fall.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't live in Brazil.
New York City.
Yeah, overseas.
Yeah. Don't sit on the toilet too long, a noted surgeon is advising Americans.
Ah, because they sit on the throne and read over there, don't they? Isn't that one of their things?
Well, I don't know.
I think they do.
Not having lived there.
No, you're not a seppo.
No. Prolonged straining to have bowel movement can damage nerves and muscles of the colon and rectum.
Yeah.
Resulting in diverticular disease.
Oh, yeah.
Painful hemorrhoids and other disorders, said Dr. Bradley Brute.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
Just
get up and say, I'll come back tomorrow.
If there are no results within 5 minutes,
oh, okay, yeah.
Get up and do something else.
Go for a wander.
Yeah.
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 Get the muscles happening.
I was fine.
That's a good idea, actually.
I was fine, you know, a good bout of mowing the lawn.
Yeah, that always gives me a dose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. or paying bills?
I've never tried that one.
Haven't you?
No.
Yeah. I was going to pay a bill once, but, yeah, decided against it.
You let the supervisor.
We're still waiting for the paying the bill.
Yeah, I'll let the supervisor worry about it, you know. She's better at that sort of stuff than I am. She's a supervisor.
You better hope you go before she does.
Almost certainly. I'll probably end up getting murderised.
Murderised?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't got any more stories. That was all that was sent to me.
Haven't you?
No.
Okay.
Here's it's 8:30 anyway, Jono.
So?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Story and your from point is?
Wow.
Rome in Italy.
Yeah.
A woman who hounded a taxi driver to take a shortcut.
Yeah.
Got more than she bargained for when the harassed cabbie ploughed straight through a downtown department store.
Oh, good on him.
Police say the cabbie, Vito Meldungo.
Yeah, Mr. Meldungo.
Yeah, ploughed into the glass front door of the fashionable Valair Woman's Wear Emporium.
Yeah.
Then drove down the wide aisle between the counters and out the back door. Incredibly, no one was seriously hurt. He just snapped, said police spokesman Guido Palacki.
Well, she was probably driving him bonkers.
Yeah, nag, nag, nag.
Wah, wah. I like it when they... You know, they start the you're in the wrong lane business. Oh. You're in the wrong lane. Catch up to that car. Slow down. Catch up. Slow down. Change lanes. Turn left. Turn. Oh, my Lord.
That's not me. I'm sorry.
I didn't say it was you.
Have you been a cab driver?
Oh, I was thinking about it. Oh, I think about a lot of stuff.
Maybe next week's pig thought could be about cab driving.
Would you be, on a serious note, would you be a cab driver?
Not in this day,
no. No, me either.
I used to like the old flag fall, you know, the thing.
Oh, yeah.
They were fun, the manual clocking over.
Yeah.
And you could smoke in the cab.
Yeah.
Not that I...
No, not that you're a
smoke.
Not that you're a smoker, but
not that
anyway.
I do that anymore.
You'd smoke on a really hot day, wouldn't you?
I used to.
Like if you went outside... And let's say it was, you know, 700 or 800 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
You'd smoke.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be crispy bacon.
Ooh.
One more. Pittsburgh. No one knew while elderly person Anthony J. Golominski uttered 1695 on his deathbed. But a relative later bought a lottery ticket with the numbers... 1695 and
$23,500. No way.
That's why he uttered them. How's that?
He was an utterer.
It's utterly ridiculous, yeah.
It is utterly. Yeah.
All right. In concert, coming up at 9 o'clock is Swanee. To take you through until midnight, and that's Terry Swan, but we like affectionately know him as Swanee.
Yep.
And so we're here till 9, time for In Concert. Hope you're enjoying the program.
I am.
If you want to listen to some previous programs, just go to the Alive 905 website, alive905.com.au, and look for the podcast section, punch in Smorgasbord, and you get there's a whole stack there to pick from. They're in one-hour brackets, and they're currently all up to date.
Yep. You know, the other thing you can do on the Alive 90.5 website, John, is you can listen online. You can actually sort of stream right live.
You do stream.
Yeah. So that's pretty – on your mobile phone. Yeah. And it uses almost no data.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, that's good. Or you can just tune in your car on the good old – we're not digital yet, but you can just tune on the good old FM wavelength. We're there, 90.5.
The digital hasn't sort of taken off, has it, across the radio universe?
I got one at home next to my bed.
Yeah, all right, well, you're the one.
Well, I don't know if it's taken off or not.
I don't think it has, no. I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure.
I mean, I was a sucker and went, well, it wasn't, it worked. I went and bought an AM stereo radio way back then, and it worked quite well, but it didn't take off.
No,
I don't know why.
No.
But It sounded good, but...
Well, it's like the... what was it? The Betacord and VHS. Betacord was actually a better system. But, yeah, it didn't take off,
No. And like the big discs. Remember Bill Collins used to get wrapped up on the big movie discs, but you'd have to swap the big...
I remember,
LP, but you'd have to... change discs halfway through the movie.
Oh, that's right,
remember the great big ones?
That's right, yeah.
And then, of course, the DVD.
Well, the DVD is physically smaller, so I suppose that comes into its own, doesn't it?
But I still buy them, but most people I talk to now just stream, but I still like to buy a DVD and watch it.
Well, the DVD, the bonus of that is, of course, is you can take it to somewhere where you... like not home, you can take it to a party or something. Yeah. The other thing is you don't have to have fast internet to use it, whereas streaming you almost have to have really good internet. That's what I found anyway.
Yeah. Well, we still don't have it at my place. They're trying to get us to sign up, but
okay,
it's
yeah.
there. But we're going to have to do it, I guess.
Yeah, one day,
but
yeah.
they want to charge an arm and leg.
Yeah.
And I heard it's not that... it's a bit quicker, but not like they say it is.
Nah, well... we find we have to turn all the other Wi-Fi off in the house if we want to stream on the telly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very odd.
Hmm.
Okay, in concert, Elty Welty.
Elty Welty.
Jimi Hendrix and Jimmy Witherspoon and Robin Ford tonight.
Yeah.
So let's get into it, shall we?
Let's do that.
Okay. Hope you're enjoying the program. 23 minutes to 9.
You enjoying the program, Supervisor?
Yes, thank you.
It's a great song, yes.
No ABBA, but...
there was a face on a hoarding that someone had drawn on, and just enough time for the night to pass by without warning. Away in the distance, there's a blue flashing light. Someone's in trouble somewhere tonight, as the flickering neon stands ready to fuse. The wind blows away all of yesterday's news. Well, they've locked up their daughters and they've battened the hatches. They always could find us, but they never could catch us. Through the grease-streaked window of the Nana Cafe, we watch the arrestors get taken away, and that cigarette haze is a college of bee. The heart of the dogs falling from the street. Put the stick in the bottle, the coals in the fire. If you ask how I am, then I'll just say inspired. Put the thumb of a rose at the dawn in your side. Then you're better out there if you haven't yet died.
Changes.
Well, my mind is going through them changes. I work so hard and I bring it all on home to her every Friday afternoon. And the next day, my baby's gone away. She goes out and spends it all and don't wanna give me nothing, y'all. She hurts me all the time. She goes out and commits some big old crimes to me. And she knows, that I feel it. And she knows, she don't wanna do that. She don't ever wanna do that.
That was written by Jimmy Rogers, one of the great guitar blues singers. Huh. I'm walking by myself. Here it is. Thank you.
fantastic. Jimmy Witherspoon and Robin Ford.
Gee, that's a mighty good version, isn't it?
Walking by myself. Jimi Hendrix and Changes. That's from a box set, Live at the Fillmore East.
That very good.
Released in 1999, the Family Trust released all these recordings.
Okay,
and things,
yeah. Okay.
So that's good. That's Changes. And Elton John, Better Off Dead, Better Off Dead. I don't know about that, but...
No, probably not.
Maybe you catch coronavirus the way they're carrying on, you would be better off dead.
Yeah, or you've got to go and buy a box trailer full of toilet paper, apparently.
Yeah, that helps.
I don't understand. I just don't get it.
No, I'm not going. It's just ridiculous. As soon as you turn the news on, it's coronavirus.
Yeah, I know.
Another 4 people have died. I mean, how many million are there in the world?
Yeah. Well, what about pneumonia? That knocks people around.
It certainly does.
Something fierce.
The old liquid in the lungs.
Yes.
Fluid in the lungs.
Not good.
No.
Not good. Oh, anyway, what else have we got coming up, Jono? Well, we had a phone call from Kev, didn't
Kevin
we?
Kevin from nowhere.
Yeah, g'day,
yes.
Kev. How you going, mate?
He's enjoying the show.
That's awesome.
And he liked the Ocean Alley.
Good,
he liked
good,
the
good.
Whole, the whole program, and he was answering your question about unpublished critics.
Oh, yes. And what did he say?
Is it unpublished critics?
Yeah.
He doesn't use that.
It doesn't say that. No, I didn't think he did.
In the whole
no.
song.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie, Swanee's coming up next. He's take you through between 9 and midnight this evening. He's very
Is that annoying you too?
He's very getting his show ready.
No, he's organised, is he?
He's looking very, very serious.
He's trying to annoy you too.
Well, I wonder why. Oh, Dragon!
He's not into politics, though, Terry.
No.
No. But Dragon Art, from the album Ozambezi,
10
to 9.
Watch me howl down the corridors of power.
time for us to go. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks, folks.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. Sorry, Lord.
Thank you, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Thank you, Supervisor, for keeping an eye on us.
No worries. We'll see you next Monday.
Terry Swan coming up. Nice.
That's right.
Midnight. And there's lots of great music tomorrow evening, including Frankie Dengate.
Yep.
And the Soul Train.
The Soul Train.
And with Graham Davidson and Australian Spectrum tomorrow night with Ross Fear. Anything you want to hear next week, just please drop us a line on our Facebook page, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord.
Finishing the show, we've got Renee Gayer and Smokey.
And John Rob Lord Pegan, the supervisor, saying good night. We'll see you next Monday.
All right.
From 6.
Good night.
Uru. Live a life all wrong. My mummy and daddy said that it's a shame. It's a downright disgrace. Long as I've got you by my side, I don't care what they say. My friends say there's no future love in a married man. If I can't see you when I won't, I'll see you when I can. Now the you're wrong. I don't want to be right. If love you're wrong. I don't want to be right. Am I wrong to fall in love deeply? Known you got a wife and two little children, and they want you too. But am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch? Know that you got somebody, they're gonna use you just as much.
Live 90.5. Here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
I'm Sophie Clark. Days after the federal government announced more than $17 billion to try and stave off a recession, more measures could be implemented to prevent an economic collapse. Economists say the package isn't enough to avoid the disaster, predicting interest rates will likely be cut again and more money will be printed. Market economist Stephen Koukalos says the stimulus package would need to be more than doubled.
My hunch at this stage in this moving feast of where we're going is that the federal government, they'll have to get close to $100 billion to offset the fact that the Reserve Bank can't do much more with interest rates. And while quantitative easing, printing money is a good thing, it won't cut the mustard.
Woolworths and Coles supermarkets will open an hour a week for older and disabled people as they introduce measures to cope with coronavirus-induced panic buying. Those with pension cards will be able to do their shop between 7 and 8am on Wednesdays. Woolworths will also offer special care packs and is likely to introduce more restrictions on quantities of basics people can purchase. Police in New South Wales and Queensland